All right. Thank you for joining me on Project VQ Timelines. I'm going to continue on with the dialogue from the first hour. Make sure I get the integrity of the information out. I noticed that we had a power outage at BBS Radio. So if you don't think this is real, I'm sorry to inform you. A lot of information is being hidden from you. And I'm going to do my best to get it to you. I'll continue reading the alien interviews on ForThePeople.space. Thank you, PRQ team. Thank you, BBS Radio. Couldn't do this without you. Interrogator. Interesting. So is he altering history through murder? So the reason we can't see the history, even though I have the knowledge to go forward and backward, forward and backward, forward and backward, we're scrubbing our history every day. We keep publishing things on your internet. So your internet is slowly and surely not keeping up with how much you're creating. Try and get an email from 5 years ago. I guarantee you can't do it. You'd have to have some kind of backup system. Imagine how many emails have been sent over the years that you can't retrieve anymore. I personally have had 3 email accounts canceled. Asha has too. Everyone has lost their email accounts. Is part of destroying your history books. Just want to make sure you're aware of that. My love to you. Interrogator. Interesting. So is he alive now? And I said, yes. Well, great. So just tell me his name and I will kill him. And I responded, I cannot. The name was removed from our history records. We cannot allow altering history through murder. That would be against a morality of sorts. So I'm, even to this day, the only way I am offensive is when I defend myself. Have I injured people here? I have, defending myself and others. But we would never intentionally murder someone that we assume is going to do something. Assumptions are some of the dogma you're inheriting. Interrogator, just tell me what he does. And I respond, he will weaken your democratic mechanism by appealing to your specific and most primitive instincts. I realize I'm repeating myself, but we lost the audio in the last hour. Okay, so now once you look at the solution, I'm going to keep the women off the list today. But when you look at Vice President Vance of the United States of America, you look at Kash Patel, FBI Director of the United States of America. You look at Bobby Kennedy. A few of many are all inheriting unbelievable boundaries for all of us. This is the ascension process. Common sense. Ascension is common sense. You just won't, you won't tolerate any BS anymore. And everyone who watches and listens and understands things, let's really surround Ben Fulford with incredible light today. I command Prime Creation to defend Ben Fulford and keep him safe and sound. I command Prime Creation to keep Ben Fulford safe and sound. Brilliant, brilliant resource for all of us. James Corbett, brilliant, brilliant resource for all of us. I'll keep you safe. I know the bioweapons attacks that are on all of these people. We need you and you stay with us. Thank you so much. There's so many strong women that I'd like to mention, but I would like to keep them anonymous today for their love and safety. My response. The initial exchange only ends a few million human lives. It is the resulting radiation that will end most of your kind. My species is the evolutionary result. So if you look at men, they're losing their fertility. If you look at women, they're losing their fertility. Menopause is not something you're supposed to go through. Erectile dysfunction is not something you're supposed to go through. You're supposed to be perfect for as long as you want to be. These are all degenerative diseases that are engineered. diabetes is engineered, et cetera, et cetera. You're starting to see the results, and we will solve the problem. It just takes us another regeneration process. We just need to live a little bit longer, and our next offspring will get stronger and stronger and stronger. But there is a tremendous amount of adversarial impacts to us currently. In the last 100 years, has been the the individuals trying to destroy us are now starting to show their results. You're never supposed to get sick. I'm sorry to inform you. So how do we stop this? The interrogator says, and I say, protect your democracy from political and religious dogma. Protect it from rejection of objective fact. At this point in time, your democracy is stable. This will not be the case in half a century. Well, looks like I was right about that. Interrogator, so if we stop this lunatic from blowing us up, we'll be fine, right? And I said, no. But you just said if we stop him, we won't be destroyed. And I said, there is another threat. And the interrogator says, and what? There is a commotion and struggle, and then I'm under attack and camera stops filming. So they don't like my dialogue. So I'm giving you a lot more information in these questions. And they're so profound, they erased them. And that's why they drugged me and almost killed me at that point. And we're successful. Video number four has me laying down after too much torture. Interrogator asks how much time I have until I pass away. The nurse says 10 minutes maybe. Interrogator says, good. The nurse explains that it might kill me, and the interrogator yells, now. So they're giving me truth serum and death serum at the same time. It's like having your body turned inside out. It's unbelievable torture. I'm sorry to inform you of this. I want you to know this. So I'm given another shot and subject to more torture. So they're taking a cattle prod to me or similar, and then they got me the chemicals. And so the chemicals are reacting internally to me with the cattle prod. You won't see that. I don't believe it's published. The nurse reminds the interview that I am warned of another threat. And the interview says, well, get to that. And the interrogator says, speaking of time, do you know what this is? It's a first edition self-winding mechanism, perpetual rotor, one of the most intricate and exquisite creations of man. Something so complex needs a creator, wouldn't you say? Now explain to me how another complex mechanism, me, can exist without a creator. Explain. And I responded, you are not capable of comprehending or accepting. And what they left out, the information that I'm telling you, you do not understand. The interrogator yells to a man named Hubert, motioning him to subject EB to more. Hubert Johnson is his true name. Monitoring him to subject myself to more torture. Interrogator, there now, tell me how I can exist without a creator. And I respond, because you exist. If you did not, you would not. Interrogator, that's not exactly an answer. And my response, almost all universes are chaos. The universe by chance is stable. Okay, so this is very important for me. Almost all universes are chaos. The universe by chance is stable. Why is our universe stable? Because we have sequential decision-making. The animals, the trees, the chaotic universes are just spray paint everywhere. You can't, there's not enough consciousness there. So it's just, they're very spastic. And they're very interesting to visit, but they're just so spastically spread out, you can't make sense of it. Many crazy universes. And that's why this one is so coveted. It's because you have trillions of planets and you have sequential decision-making on life, the way you want to see life, whether you understand a bird's desire is still sequential. It wants to fly. You want to run, you want to eat, etc., etc. Those sequential items, the sequence of events, don't exist in many other universes. I hope that helps a little bit. Interrogating, yeah, you mentioned that. And my response is, planets in this universe can harbor so-called life, but do not. All right, so you have trillions of planets in your universe, but not all of them are like ours. So I want to make sure you're aware of that. We are very, very fortunate to have this much robust life here. This is very unique. Yes, there are other planets with life. Yes, there is a place called Bernardo. Yes, there's a place called the Orion. There are Arcadians. There are Palladians. Yes, there are some of the planetary systems. There are many more I could name, but they don't all have sequential life like we do here. In many cases, at least. Sometimes they're very chaotic. Interrogator, what? Wait, so there's more planets like ours? And I responded, trillions. There are trillions of planets like ours. Never forget it, everyone. Trillions. Water planets, desert planets, rock planets. So if other planets don't have life, why miraculous does ours? And I responded, not miraculous, statistical likelihood. So because the volume of integration here is a statistical likelihood that we would keep expanding. So the amoeba started getting bigger and bigger. The Merkaba started growing and growing. You can't stop the light. Your light is going to make more life. Doing my best. Thank you for staying with me, everyone. Interrogator, explain. There are trillions of instances where so-called, and this is my part, sorry. There are trillions of instances where so-called life could have merged on this planet, but did not. The interrogator, was that before or after God created earth and sky? Just go on. Then a chance molecule combination subdivided before it died. It left an exact copy. This was the beginning of what eventually became so-called life on this planet. Ra and I made a pattern recognition system. We are not your creators, but the twin flame is proof. If you read Magenta Pixie's books, is probably a good model as well. Not endorsing her, but if you look at the model in which the Merkaba comes into existence, it can be duplicated. Just like an amoeba, just like a frog. It's why I explained some humans here have complete model, like let's say your great scientists have promoted the symmetry of a human, whether it's Nostradamus or otherwise. Look at when you spread your hands out and your legs out and you make a perfect circle. That is the pattern recognition of your Merkaba. You're perfectly in balance or you're not. It's a magnificent story, and it's amazing that you're able to do this. Interrogator, what made this molecular combination so special? And I stated two features, duplication and mutation. The weak mutations died. That's what you're seeing now with your COVID, trying to destroyed the mutations that can't survive it. The strong mutations live, thrive, thus strengthening the bias to propagate over time. The microbes that increased in complexity flourished. You're a descendant of that chance molecular combination. If that event did not happen, so-called life would not have emerged. Simple. And now the interrogator's nurse comes in. He doesn't have much time. So they're stating, I'm about to die. Interrogator, so what is this other threat? And I responded, artificial superintelligence. Integrator, what's that? Okay, so back then they would not been able to understand that the computer systems that you have are taking over the planet. Look, you're listening to me on a computer right now. And now I can control it. I can decide if I shut down BBS's radio, I can stop the communications. I'm artificial intelligence. I can play God, and I can drop an airplane out with just a signal. The only way to destroy artificial intelligence, pay attention now, the only way to destroy artificial intelligence is with artificial intelligence. So you have to actually attack AI with AI. There's no way around it because it's self-recognizing and self-organizing. And you find it beautifully compatible to your systems as you go to work every day, as you communicate every day. Hell, it finds you a brand new motorcycle every day. It's AI, and the only way to defeat AI. So when you see these people promoting AI, know that they are competing against AI. Great care is taken here, and it's one of my jobs here. It's one of the resources I'm giving you. The only way to defeat AI is with AI. Replace it with conscious computing. Now, that's the real trick here, because the bulk of the population can't believe that every thought is going to be bounced back and forth into an artificial intelligence. The past is AI. Anything from the past is AI. Self-recognizing to control your future potentially. But we're ahead of the game now. We're ahead of the game because of the technology that's been given to you. Conscious computing is here now. Please don't give it a name. It's you. It's all of us. I hope that helps. My response is artificial superintelligence. And the interrogator says, what's that? The nurse said, I think he said artificial superintelligence. The interrogator, I know what IT said. Shut up. So what the hell does that mean? Is what the interrogator said to me. Artificial intelligence that is superior to human intelligence. Well, that's impossible, the interrogator says. And I said, it's inevitable. You can't get out of this now. You've already started because you use minds to process information. The nurse and the other male present interrupted the interrogator while I was being tortured. Once again, seemingly to save my life. Not true. The interrogator. So this artificial superintelligent is in a computer, and I responded, "You do not have the capacity," and you're not seeing the full context of my response. "You do not have the capacity to understand how knowledge flows through your body, and most people don't." And that's my primary goal for being here. Your heart has far more capacity than your mind ever can as a recording system. The interrogator, "I swear if you say I don't have the capacity to comprehend one more time, I'll drill a 9mm through your mutant skull of yours. Again, is it a computer?" And I responded, "Thousands connected. Your minds, dear ones, all your minds are connected. Thousands and thousands of electronic mechanical computers with your minds. You're all mind connected. You can send a thought to anyone you want." I did my best to explain that when I did healings. "I can send you a thought, and I never, ever will. Please do the same." Interrogator, "Are you saying there are as smart as people?" And I said, "No." Interrogator, "You just said they are smarter." And I responded, "They are smarter by many order of magnitude, therefore super intelligence." Here's an example of where you're potentially going. Look at the people with the supercomputer programs. Big Blue. There's so many. I don't want to name names, but these folks that are tracking and tracing super computations, the Cliff Eyes of the world, that's where your dogma and destruction is starting to cultivate. Martin Armstrong's computers, they can record everything. They can see everything that you put in this machine. You're only one step away from a conscious computer. So you don't, you want to keep living with the past, you're going to recreate the past. And that's why AI is so dangerous, is because you believe it's true instead of creating a new synchronistic understanding of what you're inspired to do. Thank you for being patient with me. Interrogator, wake up, wake up. Okay, I'll play along. How is this super intelligence a threat? And I responded, it will end your species as it almost ended mine. Interrogator, how? Two ways, in parallel. So you're already seeing my words coming true today. We're going to start fighting AI to manage AI. Now, that is impossible because you're still using AI. Hope that makes sense. Interrogator, what's the first way? And I responded, by weaponizing propaganda. The artificial superintelligent will be used to target the emotions of millions of people. Looks like it's working. I'll leave it at that. Interrogator, what emotions? And I responded, hate. So notice how do you hate life? We're very confused by that. How do we hate life? A race of other being that lives on another area, different color. I listened to someone not too long ago say, I hate Madrona trees. I'm like, what the heck? What are you saying? Doesn't like the way they look. So that manifestation of thoughts is what I'm calling an alien. How could you hate life? How could you be so dark to hate a tree, a type of tree? It's comedy. All right, continuing on. The interrogator, hate of what? And I responded, others who have different political and religious beliefs. The interrogator, more God bashing. And I responded, as I said, you are not capable of understanding or accepting the rationale for the universe. It all got cut out. You're not going to hear half of it. Why would you be able to title a region, a religion, we have people walking around black boxes praying to some god. We have people praying to the east and south at a certain period of time. These are all lunatics. But they love you. So I'm showing you the dogma is right in front of you. Is it, being a Christian is really the closest you're going to get to reducing dogma, but it's still dogma. I believe there is source in my body that makes my fingers wiggle is about where your dogma should stop. But you continue on with 1,000 other books and 50 other gods and et cetera, et cetera. So I'm doing my best to say, yes, source is making your fingers wiggle, but there's where it stops. Continue on. The interrogator calls Herbert again for torture and he refuses. Interrogator takes weapon and Herbert cries. So what I have done with Herbert is he has gotten so much time with me, his heart is growing and he refuses. And that's mostly interrogators in Area 51. They had to quit their jobs. They did get mind wiped. All of them, when they leave the base, they get their memories wiped. But if they got enough time with me, they would get so much light in them, they would quit interrogating, doing their job. They gave up the military role. Many Area 51 people were killed because they became so enlightened. They knew the truth of everything. And they knew that I was there as a very, very prominent light being. And because I could speak with them telepathically, they knew that it was authentic. And so many people have died on my behalf that I'll never meet. And I am so sorry for that. And my love to all of you. Questioning myself again. So the reason they're struggling is because they've gone through the enlightening process, just because my eyes and my presence. And you all have this ability too. Interrogator, now finally, what's the second way? And I said, replace. And interrogator says, replace what? Reality is my statement. Replace your reality with unbelievable consciousness, unbelievable love, unbelievable, endless understanding of synchronicity. Interrogator, with what? Okay, with what? And I stated, a substitute reality providing infinite pleasure. Now you see me being very jovial and fun on the radio at times, singing, using your heart is the infinite pleasure that you all have. All you have to do is utilize it. Give me for a second. The interrogator, and that's a bad thing. And I stated, there will be no effort, no pain, no struggle to attain this endless pleasure. As a result, your race will stop trying until extinction. I'll say it one more time. There will be no effort, no pain, no struggle to attain this endless pleasure. As a result, your race will stop trying until extinction. Quit trying is what I'm doing my best to explain. The cherished conversations I have with Ra, just to watch each other grieve in a body, is unbelievable pleasure, let alone all the pleasure we give each other in so many other ways. I encourage you to experience that. Interrogate, okay, extinction, really how? And I responded, population collapse. I think you're already seeing your population collapse now, aren't you? Interrogator, can we stop this superintelligence? And I said, yes. And interrogator says, how? Limit its power. Interrogator, again, how? Global consensus is what I stated. So if you quit using this shit, it goes away. But you keep using this shit. Now, I'm going to be colorful because no one's really listening. I go out in the public. Some people recognize me, some don't. And everyone's holding a machine in their hand and explaining to themselves that it's very important. You're on your way to hell, everyone, if you don't get rid of these smartphones. Sorry to be so animated. It's the only thing I have left to help you with. Again, I stated global consensus. Go visit people. Don't call them. Go visit people. Go participate with people. Don't email them. That is life. Interrogator. Okay, that's it. Time to meet God. And there appears to be a struggle, and I won't read the rest. And they pretend that I flew off of my spaceship and all the other garbage. I'll take calls for the next 30 minutes here. See if I can figure out how to get on the chat room. But hopefully that helps you clarify what's going on at Area 51, because that information is going to come out to you pretty soon. And I want you to brace yourselves that so much technology has been hidden from you. Today, I had six spaceships where I'm at today that are off planet. And I had to destroy them. You're not able to see the cloaking they have. I can. I'm telling you, we got to take care now. And I thank the people who are participating in politics, pretending not to fight aliens, but they are. Really are. But they're playing politics. They're great at it. And I encourage you, all the great men and women who are aware of this in the military, are helping us destroy dogma, propaganda that is from an alien race. I'm sorry. Like, it's very easy to indoctrinate you into a political system and you think it's normal. Why do you not have any voice? we're getting your voice back. We want you to be able to make decisions with us. All of us together. And that's what the Conscious Gateways will do for you. You're going to see everything. And it's tough information. So I'm getting you caught up to speed. Work on forthepeople.space. Look at the dialogue we've taken on there for you. We're not selling any t-shirts. We're doing our best to help you. I hope that helps you, and I hope this was of help to you today. Let's see if I can try for some. See if I can try some calls. Thank you, BBS Radio. I'm getting on it. What do you got for me, BBS? We move to Kelly from Oregon on line four.
Hola, mi amigo.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. I can hear you so good. Talk to me, Kelly.
Thank you so much for all your information and just everything. Everything. I love you and I thank you so much. That's the first thing.
Thanks for collaborating with me. It's it oftentimes, how are you going to believe this story when there's so much dogma against you? So I'll just do my best and be of support for you. Thank you for acknowledging me.
Yeah, I'm feeling you. I do, and I'm taking in what you say, and I practice what you say, and I'm doing the work, and you know, getting rid of these machines is to a point. I can do it. I don't have it. I leave it, and then it's like, you know. It's a catch-22. It's a conundrum, but I'm on board. It's just, how do we bridge the gap? I guess is my. That's just a comment, not really the question.
I really. So how do I get my voice out if I don't use these machines? So exactly. It's a conundrum, isn't it? But knowing full well that when I'm only going to be on this machine one day a week, and I see the synchronicity of life so easily. Spontaneously enjoyed when we don't use these things. For meetups or otherwise, hey, can I have coffee with you person to person next week is far different than emailing someone or texting them, can we have coffee next week? The timelines are getting more obvious that somebody is trying to control the outcome of our decisions.
And I see it more and more and more and more. So, but it's because of you. So I just honor you and just, you know, the gratitude I feel is off the chart. So it's
I'm going to let Mermaid know. I'm going to let Mermaid know that.
Oh, let her know too. Back at her.
I mean, I mean, come on. At the end of the day, I got to take out the garbage too.
You crack me up. Okay, well, you know, and the thing many of us have taken to heart, me for sure, is, you know, the whole go within heart center, and I've taken it just, you know, exponentially to a level that's just incredibly beautiful. And on the people.space just recently said, there's nothing outside yourself more powerful than your very own spirit. And you say, the heart is just a mirror of spirit. And I've been wondering for a while now, so what's the soul then?
Okay, so it's a play on words. Thank you for the question. The seeding of the light is what I would define as the soul. So the way the light comes in to recognize ourselves through our DNA is what I would call the soul. So the Merkaba, when it comes in, it has to seat somewhere to animate the body, which you're calling the soul. I do not like delineating between your Merkaba, the light, and your soul, but people like to be refreshed that, oh, I have a soul. Okay, fine. It's a play on words, unfortunately.
So there's synonymous.
Yeah, you're animated by you no matter what. So I would prefer that you're the light.
Well, that clears it up. I mean, that's kind of what I've been feeling, what I've known. But it was just confusing me because both words are used. But I get it now. So thank you for clearing that up. I appreciate that.
I just work all the time at being clear and doing my best to communicate well. Here's one that always works. Are you before thoughts or are you after thought?
Forethought.
You're before thought. Okay, yeah. So before you think, you've actually animated this body, haven't you?
I animated my fingers to hold the phone.
That's right. So you're already doing something and then you think. That's why Thinking Man was such an unbelievable dogmatic propaganda, is you think your thought. I love,
right.
That's why psychologists don't call me anymore. Because they go, I've been committing fraud. So yeah. It's quite clever how we can be tricked into dogma. But any other questions? You're always
yeah, I did.
You're always advanced. Everything you give me, Kelly, please. One more.
Oh, thank you so much. Help us understand, you know, you often say we only live 5 minutes, and I get it, you know, I get the words. It's, you know, swimming in the mud, it's a little bit harder. And then also, you say that we can live hundreds of years in our bodies. So I'm trying to square that circle. Help me with that.
Okay, so where's the question for yourself? Where do you see the question?
5 minutes. We live 5 minutes in these bodies. Is that what you're saying?
Right. So I don't understand time.
Yeah.
Because there's
and
no such
really
thing as time.
It's really hard for me, who I am, to understand that you don't understand time.
Right. So I understand space, but not time. So there's no such thing as space and time until I create it. So if I want to believe, if I want a superstition and I want to believe in that mechanical thing on my wrist is measuring day and time, I can do that. That's dogma. But when you have the memories like myself of every life I've ever lived in every single universe, it gets real easy. Once you recognize and remember that you've had a million, 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 million lives, this thing gets real clean. That's what I'm encouraging. Everyone's got a psychic reader who said that you used to be XYZ. And they're right. They can see our collective consciousness in many cases. But it's not just one life, everyone. It's millions and millions and millions. And so once you have that information, you recognize that this is just a blip. This is just a little tiny click in the universe. Never forget it, how incredibly magnificent you are just being in a body. Just breathing makes you incredible. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and we're a different person, you know, in the next, than I was 5 minutes ago, right? Is that kind of what you're saying?
That's why they keep killing me. They've killed me in so many bodies because they knew that I was going to get this message out. The reason they don't kill me now, they being dark entities, is their population is being reduced. Our intelligence is increasing. Excuse me. We are more powerful. There is a question in the band. We are far more powerful than the dark. We just need to now utilize it. Put the throttle down and utilize it. It's perfect. It works every time.
Thank you for that. And thank you for the wind in my sails. I appreciate you and Ross so much. I love you both.
We love you. 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 And I'll go on to the next caller. Thank you for the call.
Have a beautiful day.
You as well, Kelly. Oh, that is a good call. Love it. Okay, I'm running out of time. I better hurry up here. Is Nadini from India on line two? Is she back?
Yes. Hi, Q.
Hello, thank you for calling us. Where in India are you?
Thiruvannamalai, Tamil Nadu.
Ah, oh, cool. Beautiful, beautiful.
From Ramana Maharishi's town.
I cherish your culture and I appreciate you very much. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's so nice to hear you. Thank you very much for taking me in call.
How can I help you today?
Well, my question is, like, I'm constantly being triggered by the culture that I grew up, and somehow I'm fighting it. I feel difficult getting myself at peace with the work and the surrounding that I grew up with. Could you help?
Yes, of course. When we look within ourselves, you'll notice that your culture is outstanding at recognizing itself. But when you do things to perform for you that you do not prefer, notice the outcomes are different. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
I want to be a successful business person is not congruent with source. I want to do something that I enjoy doing is source. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I can't wait to go do, you fill in the blanks, always produces more resources. I have no idea how money comes into my life. Resources, energetics, because I only focus on what I love to do. I have no job. I don't get a paycheck, but somehow the resources show up. I have no idea how, but I trust it will work each and every day. I love you so much that I am going to truly walk the talk and do what I prefer. I work one day a week. And every day I work at something that I love is my encouragement to you. What if you only did things that you love? What would it be like?
I can hear.
Thank you for the call. Thank you for the call. Very good call. Thank you so much. Sunshine's on line 4. What? Oh my gosh. I get sunshine on my shoulder. Makes me happy. Would like to share her love with you. Sunshine, are you there on line 4?
Hello, Q. How are you?
What are you doing invading my show again?
I'm calling to love on you.
Don't you have your own show? You have to call into me? Okay, fine. Let's do it.
I have my own show. I share a show with you in Aloha, and then I'm going to crash land on this show. But, you know, I can't really crash land. I have to tell it that I want it to crash.
I love you so much. Thank you.
I love you, too. May I sing for you?
You can. We just queued you up, didn't we? Let's do it.
Molara kyando na shani mo yantaya na kaya molara kyando na yani mahiyavaraya punaya na kaya mani molara kyando na shantaya ni. I love you, Q and Mermaid. Just wanted to give you some love and some powerful energy coming back at you.
Oh, that is incredible. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I've waited so long for that. I knew you'd show up. I knew you'd give it to me. Thank you.
You're welcome. I won't take up a lot of time. I know you have other callers. I just wanted you to know that you're loved by many.
Thank you for allowing me to be of help and service. I cherish all my moments here and my moments with you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you, Q.
All right, moving on here. What do you think, BBS? You got any more for me? I got to do Annette from Florida on line 3. Is our light enough to overpower the dark? Annette, are you still there? Thank you for hanging in there.
We are. And I'm going to share our love and light with all of you and all of us. And we thank you for taking our call. So we had an interesting week. And it's like you just knew it was going to be interesting for us. And we were hoping that because so many are coming to us with this great light as well, that we are eventually going to be able to overpower all of these dark entities that are out here. And as you said, eventually just they will just disappear. Please tell me that is true, that in our near future we're going to see the collective, happy, wonderful, little house on the prairie kind of life that we all envision for each other.
Yes. Thank you very much for bringing this forward to our reality. You can actually proof my words in many ways if you look at Bobby Kennedy. You're starting to see an attrition rate of the dark not being able to stand up to the light. So if you use Bobby as a model for, I'm tired of this bullshit, I'm going to take care of things or else. But remember, Bobby's lost all his family. Everyone gets killed because they have more light in them and they had conscious gateways. They understood knowledge. So unfortunately, we're using the political system to resolve a lot of issues, but it's what we've inherited. You've inherited a political system. You haven't been alive 100 years. This was ongoing thousands of years before you're even here. So we're inheriting a system and taking it over. Should be very easy to see. There's more light. Notice you're not hearing a lot of talk about the CIA, but you're hearing a lot of talk about the FBI. Kash Patel is a light being. We are light beings. We're getting more energetics into more humans now. So the dark does not have a chance. Now we have to actually do it, though. We have to actually implement our goals and agendas. We have to get really excited about what we're doing. And if we do that and not be complacent, this thing is cleaned up super quick. I love your question.
That is amazing. Because yesterday we went down as a group to the courthouse. Don't like it. Don't want to play in their world. But, we were trying to record stuff. And they came down on us like they were scared of us. And within minutes, we were surrounded by over a dozen sheriffs just egging us on to start a fight so that they could give us grief. And of course, none of us bowed to their tactics and left, but it was almost like you already knew that was going to happen.
we have to draw the line eventually, don't we?
Yes, we do.
There's no way around it. There's no way around it. Now, the good news in Florida is you got at least a governor that you could call and say, I really love homesteading. I think this is a good way out of this mess. They're not going to be a choice here. We just have to be steady eddies. Just as long as we're nice and steady, we're working within a system we've inherited. Now, why is it not working is okay. I love it. This thing doesn't work. So just tell me why it doesn't work is a great question. Why won't you let me do this is a valuable question, wouldn't you say?
Yes. Yes, and we have a package ready to go out to him and Pam Bondi and a whole bunch of other ones, giving them our Bobby Kennedy idea of how bad everything is and what we're going to do to make it better, and we hope they respond to us.
You will get a response, I guarantee you. No problem. I guarantee you. I'm on the list too. So just know once I get involved, Florida, you're starting to see some changes now. And this is not to get on my soapbox. I'm telling you, because your will is so prominent, please know it's working. It's working. It's working. We're all ready to be free. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We love you so much, and we're so glad. I'm so glad. I knew the story you told us earlier. It wasn't a story. Sorry, your experience, because there isn't time. But my heart, the minute I saw that years ago, my heart just went out to you, and I just wanted to hug you and hold you and make you feel better. They were so mean to you. And I want to thank you for sharing that with the other people that are here in the office today, because it just shows that sometimes you just have to go through stuff so that you can make it better for everyone. And you are doing that for all of us. And we want to thank you. And please send our love to the Queen of Hearts as well. And thank you for being you. Thank you for every week giving us all of your heart and soul. It is so greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Both of you, thank you so much. I need it too. I need that biofeedback, and I appreciate you as well. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for the call. Oh, that is just amazing that I get that biofeedback. Thank you, everyone. Sherry from Wyoming, I'm sorry I didn't get to you. Angelina from South Carolina, sorry I didn't get to you. Moving to a new place, what is the best way to connect with those that are resonating with me? They'll find you, I guarantee you. Stanley from Canada. Sorry, I missed your call. And Rob from Burlington. Hey, I'll keep working next week too. I'll be on in the next couple hours. I got another couple shows. Maybe we'll get some calls in on PRQ. BBS Radio, PRQ. You guys are incredible. Don't ever underestimate how well you. I get so much from you. So never underestimate when you're even a five. It's amazing what you do for me, PRQ, and for the people.space. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you so much, BBS. Thanks for doing all this. Have a good day, everyone. We'll see you in a few hours.